so proud of you. Okay, I'm so proud of you.
All nurses to the nurses station.
Not bad. Okay, one deep final push.
Welcome to Unreligious Episode 1. My name is Lita, and for the next hour or so, we're going to talk bullshit. We're going to talk some real shit and make sure our energy and our spirits is cool. And even right now, I'm in the process of rolling up, and we're going to smoke some good shit too. So, sit back, relax, and again, welcome to Unreligious.
I went cold turkey for a minute, had to get mine right. Fell in a couple of legs, I then got her mind right. My heart in the dark, waiting for the limelight. She chilling in the dark, waiting for the right vibe. I caught her staring, it's the right time. And this is unreligious, but this could be so sci-fi. Just move and see for me, baby, there'd be no bye-bye-bye. You so fine, my mind, but what's on your mind, my mind?
Smoke some weed. It's that time to chill with me. Let's clear all our energy. Let's be unreligious, unreligious, unreligious.
Well, hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Unreligious Episode 1. Today is October 9th, 2020. And it just so happens to be my motherfucking birthday. Turn up 29 on the 9th. I was blessed enough to circle this earth 29 times. And I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling really good about it. As well as it being my birthday, of course, like I said, this is the first episode. We're going to turn up later. We're going to go out, get some drinks. Super excited about it. Super, super duper excited about it. You know, this is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. Been manifesting, been trying to get my mind right. Trying to talk to y'all motherfuckers, y'all niggas. Y'all need somebody to talk to, so I'm going to talk to you because I need somebody to talk to, too. So, let's get into it. So, what is Unreligious? A lot of people been asking me, what is your podcast about? What are you going to be talking about? What is your subjects? What is the context? Well, Unreligious is just that. It's being unreligious. It's being in the spiritual mind, still understanding that you are living in a daily world of reality, and shit happens. We are human beings. We are not perfect. We are spiritual energy that is walking through. That's what unreligious is. I grew up in the church. I'm a PK. My mama a minister. My granny's an evangelist. My uncle's a bishop. I can keep going. I can keep going. I was born in it. My mama was pregnant with me, and she was still going to church. So, Pentecostal, apostolic, Kojic, we could talk about it all. I know it. I'm not going to say that I have a doctorate. I'm not going to say that I'm a prophet or apostle. Those are not the things that I am, but I am somebody that was in it. I grew up in it. I was a church kid. I see it. You feel me? And I just feel like there's some things in the church, especially for people like me, who I am a black gay woman. I'm a part of the LGBT plus community. And yeah, they don't like us for real, for real. So I saw things a little bit differently. You know, try to get away from religion and start having a relationship with the Most High. And this is where we're at. We are at Unreligious Episode 1. So, that is what, for the most part, Unreligious is. We're going to talk about some shit, and we're going to chill. And we got a couple of things that, you know, we're going to clown about. Hold on, wait a minute, my blunt went out. Wait a minute. There we go. Ooh. Yes. Oh, yeah. And we got special guests today. You feel me? I got my nigga in the crib. We're going to talk. We're going to bounce some ideas off each other. So, yeah, hold on. Wait a minute. This is good. We're here. Take this blood. My nigga, take. Yeah. Shout out to the black businesses. I support black business. Yes. It's time for the daily boost. A time of the day where sometimes you just need to pick me up. Sometimes you have a fucked up day and you need some words of encouragement. Sometimes you just need a different perspective or something that just makes you think. It is time for the daily boost. Today's daily boost. We got a quote here. Yeah, I'm feeling it. All right. So today's daily boost. Growth demands a full surrender of security. The struggles along that path of growth only shape you for your fruit's purpose. I like that. For your fruit's purpose. So, as human beings, growth is inevitable. I mean, we're going to grow regardless. There's really nothing we can do about it. So, if you feel like you down, just understand, like, even if you keep going through bullshit, you still growing. All right? You'll be all right. It's the daily boost for today. All right, we're back. Hopefully that helps somebody. I really do hope that helps somebody. Well, we about to chill. Like I said, we was talking some real shit and some bullshit. And we about to do a little bit of both. I got my nigga here, my homie, Dolo. Yeah, I think he's an amazing artist. I think he got some bars. I love his music. And we're going to play a little bit of it today. And we're going to talk to him, you know, pick his brain a little bit. But anyhow, how are you doing today, sir? What's good with you? How you going? What's popping?
I'm good.
That's what's up. So, a lot of people don't know you, but... A lot of people should know you, right? So I feel like your music is really dope. Tell people a little bit about yourself. Just where you from, how old you are, you know, what you're doing with your music, what you trying to drop, what you got coming up. Let niggas know who Dolo is.
Rap name Dolo Dojo. I'm from Ohio. I'm a rapper. R&B-ish type music, I guess. I feel like this is a questionnaire. I don't like questionnaires. I got hella songs. I just ain't dropped nothing yet for real. But that's all. I don't know. Ask me anything.
Alright, cool. So, yeah, we actually gonna play something real quick just so we got a little something to talk about. I want somebody to hear the shit so they understand what I'm talking about, you know. I like your shit. And I like good music, and I'm known for liking good music, so we're going to play some good music. All right, we be back. We going to play this shit real quick. We be back.
Why you snap like that? Why you snap like that? Why you snap like that?
Dolo Dojo. 448. Yeah. Roll around, bumping future. Told her I'm gifted, call me present. Told her my dream she fell in love with. My inception, she in college, so I'ma stretch it. She look for him, but ride like Alexis. And she got that southern thing, like she from Texas. And she into God, so I'ma bless it. She so hot that it's mirage, now I'm in Dodge. I can rap about drugs, but I rap about women. I told her we bashful, don't be timid, just keep on grinning. Cause we in the wind, I'm about my cash, well, y'all go get it. I can feel these niggas hating.
talk shit, get you choked up. Flexing, get you hold up. All it takes is a moment. Team really pulled up. Don't speak on me, you know us. I ain't a family guy, but I got me a Lois. Told her I'm chosen. She told me I'm the coldest. I told her wait till I'm frozen. I can feel these niggas hating.
Alright, okay, I see you. Alright, that was Dolo. Sir, bars, yes. So, what's the name of that? Where can the people find you at if they trying to hear more music from you? Talk to the people.
The song is Mellow Freestyle. It's just a freestyle. You know, freestyles are emotional. You can follow me on Instagram at Dolo_Dojo_. SoundCloud Dolo Dojo. You know.
All right. Y'all make sure that y'all hit him up. Y'all hit him up. All right. Yes. Back to the first episode. I'm excited, guys. I'm super, super excited. I can't believe that I'm doing this. One of the biggest things that I've been trying to trying to get right is completion. I'm the type of person, I procrastinate a lot, and I have a lot of amazing ideas, but I never complete anything. So for this to be dropping and for this to be dropped and just for all of this to be happening, I'm super excited. I see the growth in my life, and I just thank the Most High, because honestly, if your life is not aligned, then you cannot see the growth. Not saying that my life is completely aligned. No. However, it's more aligned than what it was 6 months ago or a year ago or 2 years ago or, you know, so on and so forth. So I just thank the Most High for the growth and just seeing, you know, seeing where the Most High is moving in my life. Yeah, just put that out there. All right. So, back to Unreligious. We talked to Dolo. You know, we did our daily boost. I definitely want to go ahead and get into the topic of the day, which is, we're going to go ahead and start a series. Today is going to be part one of the series, What Being Unreligious Means. Today we are going to talk about self-doubt. So, let's get right into it. Alright, self-doubt. What is self-doubt? To me, I mean, let's just be honest. I feel like self-doubt are the blocks that stand in the way between you and your full potential, or even what the Most High has for you. I believe that we speak those things that are not into existence as such they were. So, if we have the power, the only thing that can stop us is us. If the Most High gave us a tongue that holds life and death, then what can really stop us from being the things the Most High has for us other than us? So we speak those things into the universe or atmosphere, then we have self-doubt that literally voids it instantly. For example, I'm going to try. Well, I mean, you said try. As soon as we say try, we show signs of self-doubt. If you have the thought that you can complete a reasonable task or become successful or whatever it is you are set out to do, then you should know you are capable of bringing that thought to reality. We need to literally speak what we are desiring and have faith in the Most High and in ourselves that it will come to fruition. Like, seriously, fuck what niggas are saying, bro. For real, like, dead ass. Have faith in you and dead that self-doubt. Watch how the Most High moves in your life and how your life changes for the better. We have to get rid of the self-doubt. We have to. If we don't, we're going to continuously be in this this thing of cement. Cement represents anger, it represents depression, it represents everything that is literally holding us back from taking the steps that we need to take to be successful. And success can be whatever you want it to be. It can be financial success, it can be mental success, it can be emotional success, it could be spiritual success. Success can be whatever you think success is, but in order for you to get there, you have to believe that you can get there. Remove the self-doubt and you remove the blockage. You remove the blockage, you see not only what you want for yourself, but the upgrades that the Most High has for you. Self-doubt is a motherfucker. It will literally stop a millionaire from being a millionaire. It will hold my people hostage continuously because we don't believe in ourselves. We're taught that we have to be a certain way and we have to walk a certain way and talk a certain way. But listen, if I was given the idea, then there's no reason why I can't do it. Self-doubt. That is the topic of today. And yeah, so that is part of the series. That is part one of what being unreligious means. I'll be dropping this every Friday. I was gonna do it Monday, Wednesdays, Friday, but I work. let's just be honest. I'm still doing a 9-to-5, but listen, that's just for right now, because I put it in the atmosphere. I'm manifesting that this is gonna be the last job I work. I promise you that. Amen. All right, well, I said we was gonna be doing this for an hour. However, this is episode one, and I think we had some fun today. I think we chilled. And I'm ready to turn up. I'm about to crack this bottle open, start my birthday, and have a good time. I am so grateful to C29. I'm so grateful for everyone who has been listening for these 20-ish minutes. I am grateful for Dello coming by and dropping some music for us, talking to us a little bit, like literally a little bit. I think I'm the most grateful for completion. This is dropping. It's completed. We did it. To all the new people, all my new friends, everybody who never knew who I was, hey, you my friend now. Hey, girl. Hey, sir. Yes, this is unreligious. We done. Episode one completed. I'm happy. I'm excited. All right, y'all. Y'all say stafe. Stafe. What the fuck? What is a stafe? Y'all say see, I'm ready to go. Y'all stay safe, be blessed, meditate, make sure y'all sit up straight, do your stretches, and wash your ass. And next time on Unreligious, we're gonna turn up again, we're gonna do it again. All right, y'all, I'm out of here. Thank you for tuning in to Unreligious.
I went cold turkey for a minute, had to get mine right. Feeling a couple of legs, I think got her mind right. My heart in the dark, waiting for the limelight. She chilling in the dark, waiting for the right vibe. Caught her staring, it's the right time. And this is unreligious, but this could be so sci-fi. Just move and see for me, baby, there'd be no bye-bye-bye. You so fine, my, but what's on your mind, my?
Smoke some weed, it's that time to chill with me. Let's clear all our energy. Let's be unreligious.